ever wondered just how important blood pressure measurements are to your health? Well, let's get into that today.
You are listening to Hypertension Resistant to Treatment, where you will get knowledge, training, resources, and support for better blood pressure control. If you are suffering with high blood pressure or blood pressure that is difficult to treat, this podcast is indeed for you. Here is your host, Dr. Tanya.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tanya, and I am here to teach you everything you ought to know about hypertension management. I am a clinical scientist, and I've done research over 10 years, and I found some interesting things about hypertension and blood pressure control and medication taking behavior. I would like to share with you all of the information I found, as well as all the information that's out there that will help you get control of your blood pressure. Stick with me, and we'll take this journey to help you improve your blood pressure. Thanks for listening. Before we talk about the importance of blood pressure measurements and modern monitoring techniques, let's take a step back. In the traditional medical landscape, one method reigns supreme: manual blood pressure monitoring using a Mercury device. This method involves a healthcare professional, a stethoscope, and a sphygmomanometer, an instrument for measuring blood pressure. The healthcare professional listens for the Korotkoff sounds, which are the sounds that medical personnel listen for when they are taking blood pressure using a non-invasive procedure. This method, while often hailed for its accuracy, does come with its own set of challenges. It requires a skilled professional to administer and can be quite time-consuming. But as we will see, the world of blood pressure monitoring has come a long way since then. Blood pressure, a vital sign of heart health, measures how effectively our heart is pumping blood throughout our bodies. For years, physicians have relied on manual blood pressure measurements. But as technology progresses, we're beginning to see that this method might not always offer the most precise picture of a person's blood pressure status. Enter the alternatives. Home blood pressure monitoring and ambulatory blood pressure monitoring, both of which have become preferred methods for diagnosing and managing hypertension. Home blood pressure monitoring empowers individuals to keep track of their blood pressure using digital oscillating monitors at home. This not only equips healthcare providers with crucial data, but also enables patients to play an active role in managing their health. Ambulatory blood pressure monitoring, meanwhile, involves a portable device that automatically records blood pressure at regular intervals over a 24-hour period. Despite potential drawbacks such as discomfort and costs, it offers a comprehensive view of blood pressure changes throughout the day and night. There's also automated office blood pressure monitoring, an innovative approach that uses fully automated devices to take multiple blood pressure readings while the patient rests alone. Automated blood pressure monitoring has proven more accurate than manual measurements, offering standardized readings and reducing the risk of white coat hypertension. With automated devices, accuracy is enhanced, and multiple readings can be recorded with ease. Consider this. Studies suggest that a target goal of 135 over 85 millimeters of mercury for defining hypertension using automated blood pressure monitoring might be more accurate. This aligns with the recommended target goals for awake ambulatory blood pressure and home blood pressure monitoring. What does all this mean for patients? With these advanced monitoring methods, healthcare providers can make more informed decisions about diagnosis and treatment, ultimately improving patient care and outcomes. In other words, it means better blood pressure control and potentially less clinical inertia. If you have high blood pressure, monitoring both in the doctor's office and at home is vital. By actively managing your blood pressure, you can reduce your risk of complications and maintain better heart health. There you have it. That's all for today's episode of Hypertension Resistant to Treatment. Until next time, stay healthy to keep resisting hypertension.